A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody and welcome to this episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam.
And today's topic is... Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Crushlo.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
What I should have done is, you remember we released an episode a while back that was just really Christmassy accidentally, like 2 months ago?
So, sure.
Oh, yeah.
A re-release of that episode. Yeah.
It's just this.
We're before. Remastering it.
Remastered. With
Tell you what I should have fucking done. When it came around to me, I should have hijacked the episode and made this not the Christmas episode.
No. But Adam, it's Christmas. The reason he didn't is because his heart's too big because it's Christmas.
Incorrect.
Adam went through a grinch.
That would have been extra work. The only thing that stopped me.
What do you think that you could... Well, I just described Adam as going through a Grinching. So what Christmas narrative do you think you could slot yourself comfortably into?
The Grinch. Wait. And and have to do the entire thing?
Well, no, yeah, well, just... Well,
the Grinch.
It's good that you're going through to the point where your heart grows as 3 sizes.
That is very dangerous.
You didn't say I had to do the whole thing. I'm just not going to.
You're just
going to steal Christmas.
No, I'm not
end
even...
End of movie.
I'm not even going to get... That forecast.
You're gonna talk to your dog?
No, I'm gonna get as far as while everyone else is enjoying Christmas, I am far away. That's it.
They sing without. Oh no, I can't hear them. never mind.
There's a part in the movie where they play a bit of a song in the town, and then the love interest Who lady does a little. Like, she rocks her shoulders back and forth and does, like, a
this
little...
This is the live-action Jim Carrey.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Jim Carrey.
The sort of pinnacle of Grinch attainment, you know, that's available to us.
Yes, the pinnacle of Grinch attainment.
Yeah.
The love interest lady who was, like, dancing by just, like, having a little subtle jig to herself. And the way they frame the shot, she's wearing a corset dress and the shot ends just where her boobs are and... In that shot, because she's wearing a corset dress, her head and boobs move separately.
Whoa.
And that scene has stayed with me my entire life.
That rolls. Yeah, wow. She's really quite sexualized in that Grinch movie, isn't she? How many times does the Grinch fall in between her breasts? At least twice.
Yeah, they really make it boob heavy, but all I remember was the corset thing. And then throughout my life as I grew up, like anytime someone, it's like, oh, you know, this is a corset. I'm like, I'll try it on. And I'd try and do the Grinch dance. She'd be like, will it work? I don't have boobs.
That rolls.
Breasts are probably the most, look, nothing about sex is really child friendly.
Yeah.
But breasts are like the most child friendly sex thing. It's the go-to.
In the Venn... Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you were like...
In the Venn diagram of two breasts being smooshed together, this is what it looks like. I'm smooshing my breasts together.
No, I know what you mean, because in a PG-13 movie, to even PG, to even G,
yeah,
a character falling in between tittos is a joke.
Titterinos,
yes,
please.
Sorry. Yes, titterinos, Jackson, really.
George Titterillos. it's a joke that they could... somehow feasibly get away with, but you do it with it ass cheeks. No one's happy. You gotta be R-rated for someone to fall between ass cheeks.
Oh, just the idea
maybe
that someone falls in between ass, betwixt the cheeks.
Yeah.
And you know the person who's fallen into is having a good time, unlike the Titterinos.
Absolutely.
The person who's being fallen into has a bad time.
Absolutely, because you can
Is that the comedy? Oh, God, I don't know. Yuck.
It's no good. It's no good. The thing I remember from The Grinch, the Jim Carrey's The Grinch, is the song Where Are You Christmas by Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, yeah. That used to be on my iPod. Where are you
Christmas? I thought you were about to say Cindy Lauper.
What do you
Cindy
think?
Cindy Lauper, who? Sorry, go on.
I want to talk about your heart shrinking three sizes.
I want to talk about, this is more interesting. Let's talk about
what were you going to say?
We'll get back to it later, maybe.
All right. But basically what I'm thinking is that if you're living the Grinch narrative, but at the end you don't learn your lesson, you just continue to hate Christmas, is your heart going to keep shrinking till it goes?
Well, my heart doesn't shrink. His heart stays. Begins. Three sizes too small.
He was born like that. That's just a birth defect.
No, because we have accurate flashbacks of him getting his heart broken repeatedly.
Look at that hack job. They say that about his... He tries to shave himself.
It's so sad. He's like, is that... Is he meant to be coded Paul?
It's weird. It's real weird. He grew up with two moms, though, which is pretty cool.
Did he?
Yeah. Grinch has two moms. It rolls.
They found him during a key party.
Man, Whoville rolls. Seems so horny.
Wow. Yeah, that movie was just... Not the Jim Carrey. It was the Cat in the Hat one, the live-action Cat in the Hat one with... What's his name?
Mike Myers.
Was that... First off, was that, like, related...
They were both live-action Dr. Seuss.
I mean, like, were they doing... Like, how Disney right now are doing, like, a live-action remakes of
They
all
were
of
related in that from a supermarket, you might be able to get a two-pack that would have both of them in it. That's as related as they are. So there were, like, Grinch references in The Cat in the
there
Hat.
There weren't... There wasn't, like, a...
They're not Who's in the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, but it's... They're both Seuss books, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't think there's like a connected Seussomatic universe.
I mean, Horton Hears a Who.
Those are the Who's.
That's true, actually.
I know they weren't trying to do the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What I'm trying to say is, in the same way that Disney were doing, are now doing all of their live action ones, where they're like, well, let's do a string of all the Dr. Seuss books.
I think there was a massive gap between them, so I don't think so. I think it was kind of coincidence. I think.
Because it just would have been very funny to have the Grinch be like, this did pretty well. This is like our Iron Man 1 or whatever. We're like, ooh, maybe we're going to start doing it. And then it's funny to imagine Iron Man 1, then Hulk. and they're like, ooh, no.
Because, forget it.
Look, I remember loving The Cat in the Hat as a kid, but looking back on it.
Oh, it's bad.
It was their Hulk.
It's bad. It's bad because it's Mike Myers that is Mike Myers-iest. It's no good. Yeah. It's no good.
That story as well. I when I was younger, had... I think most, or if not all, of the Dr. Seuss books. And it's how I learned to read, but I also faked my way into pretending to be able to read. And because I would be able to memorize the books and when to turn the pages.
Yeah.
So when I was a baby, not a baby, but I could pretend to read and people would think I could read and I just couldn't.
That's
and that,
bright.
If that didn't set the tone for my life.
Holy shit.
No. I learned the merits of imposter syndrome, but real, but not the opposite.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And that's why you should think you should be impressed that a three-year-old has figured out how to memorize turn pages and impress an adult.
I feel like it's a different energy that lets you coast today from when you were a kid.
I remember reading this story about a kid that had memorized, I think, the first episode of the Franklin the Turtle TV show, like scene for scene. I think it was Franklin the Turtle, and he was like five. And when he was bored, he would watch it in his head, and he would just be in the back of his car, and his parents would be like, "Why are you quiet?" And he'd be like, "I'm watching TV." But he would be imagining an episode he'd memorized scene for scene. That's so impressive.
I've heard of that with films as well.
Wow.
The kids do that.
They get bored,
watch a movie.
I can't do that. My brain is just a mush.
If I'd seen it often enough to be able to memorize it like that, I'd be bored of it.
Yeah, that's true. Man, Franklin the Turtle again. I reckon the Cat in the Hat, like, I love his energy. Can we talk about him as a being? Like, he's just a nightmare to know.
I've seen a lot of theories that are like, he's a trickster god.
Well, he just is.
Like,
if I was given that level of omnipotence, I like to think that what I would do is also go into kids' houses and wreck their houses and go. Like, I love when he introduces thing one and thing two. He's like, look, There's not enough craziness. These two little motherfuckers are going to run around like crazy. We're going to have to catch them with nets. What does it achieve? Nothing. I'm the Cat in the fucking Hat. I'm going to balance a fish on my head. Oh, it died. Whoa!
If you were the Cat in the Hat, you'd be the worst for kids because, you know, you ruin the house and they've got to clean it or whatever. Sure. But you'd also be the worst for parents as well because the parents would get home and the kids would be like, how the fuck are you? These little fuckers, they're fucking bastards. You're going to teach kids to swear.
Oh, yeah? I thought you were saying I'd just hang around. Parents come home and the kids are like, oh, you're going to go? Why?
I wasn't being you. I was being what you taught the children. Yeah.
No, let's explore you staying. So you fuck up the house, the parents come home and you're there and the kids are thinking the entire time, like, oh my God, how are we going to clean this up before mom and dad get home? Mm. You do not.
Yeah, I don't know, kids. This place is fucked.
You do not help clean up. And then they're convinced that they have to do it all themselves before the parents get home. You don't leave.
I don't. The parents come home. I'm sitting on a destroyed couch and they're like, did you do this? I'm like, yes. And I'm an 8-foot tall cat demon. So
I live here.
What
now.
Are you going to do? This is my house now.
You probably get. So, all right.
8 foot? I made the Cat in the Hat huge.
Here's the problem, and you will not expect me to come out. You will not expect me to come out with this problem.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Here's the problem of you being the Cat in the Hat.
Please.
Is that it will take you about, to, if you were a being,
yeah,
like some sort of cat devil being or yeah, whatever, you'd be having a lot of different fun things. But to get to the point where you want to terrorize children, like 1,000 years, and in 1,000 years, maybe they have a way to deal with you. Oh, no. Sometime in the distant future, maybe they've figured out how to Thor-style mix magic and technology, and they've trapped you in like a jar.
I just like the idea of the parents coming home and shooting me. Bang, bang, bang! And then like, I'm omnipotent but not immune to bullets lying on the
not
staircase.
Not immune to laser bullets.
Oh my fucking God.
They, like, as you die, your parents and the children can hear you scream from every angle in the house. You have killed me!
I have existed for eons! What have you done?
Then a Roomba Dan comes out, Roomba Dan, he's everywhere in the future. Roomba Dan comes out, looks like RoboCop, sweeps you up.
Man, that's so sad for me, an immortal cat.
That reminds me.
Have you got a call?
Am I allowed
Roomba
to
Dan?
Quickly, I'm not going to call Roomba Dan, be quiet. Okay, Google, open my shopping list.
Okay.
Yes.
If Adam adds a room. You opened my shopping list. Now I'm going to buy whatever you need.
Shush. Okay, Google.
What do you want?
I'm trying to add to my shopping list. I just remembered Roomba Dana's RoboCop sweeping you away.
Stop. Shut up. I don't want a joke from you.
Just reminded me that I need to add a broom to the shopping list.
Big broom, small broom, dustpan end?
Yeah. Dustpan or proper double-length broom? Good.
I think I need both, to be honest. Well, we don't have either, so
start
I need...
Start with dustpan.
Yeah, start with dustpan, see if that works out for you, then work your way up to bigger brooms. Yeah, start at the beginning, dude.
Get a little innie sweepy for in the indoors and then get big, thick outdoor sweepy.
Yeah, I've absolutely added both.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting that you're going to start sweeping some places.
There's kitty litter on the bottom floor that I want to clean up.
That's a shame.
Just use your hands.
Yeah, dude.
It's a lot of kitty litter.
What I'm imagining.
Take kitty. Your time.
Tell you what, next time you need to pick up, I don't know, dog poo or something like that, I'll tell you to use your hands.
You said nothing about defecation, Adam. Yeah. You merely referred to the pellets.
It is the pellets come with the it's
they
the
come
all associated.
Pre-shitted.
I'm not going to go around picking up kitty litter. Pre-shitted. I'll sweep it like a fucking human.
Pre-shitted kitty litter to convince people you have a cat.
I thought you were describing a movie, Pre-shitted Kitty Litter 2, The Reckoning.
If Adam is the Grinch and I'm the Cat in the Hat, which Dr. Zeusian omnipotent being does Cass represent? I can only think of Yertle the Turtle.
Wasn't that an analogy?
I don't really know the analogy for Hitler.
Yeah, you're not Yertle the Turtle.
My favorite book growing up was...
Who's the person who keeps asking about green eggs and ham?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, no!
You are Sam I Am!
No,
to a fucking peg, didn't I? Let's mock someone other than me for once.
I am Sam, I am.
Yeah. I don't want green eggs and ham. And you're like, but with a cat. What of that?
That's the most you thing ever.
That
is so Jackson. That is Jackson Bailey to a T to be like, okay, would you eat an ostrich egg? No. Well, what if the ostrich egg was a small ostrich egg? And you're like, okay, like, but it was still alive.
To be fair, there's really no more accurate relationship to ours than Sam I Am and the man who doesn't want to eat green eggs and ham.
That is
specifically
you.
With me, you are Sam I Am. Yeah. Maybe sometimes. But the idea of not dropping it, that is all, that's got Cass written all fucking over it.
That makes me feel rude. If someone doesn't want to do something, I let them not.
That's true.
No, what? Jackson is ready to drop. Jackson could drop his entire life at the, right now, at the drop of a hat.
I can enter witness protection like that.
Jackson has no connections ever.
Jackson, your new name is Ham Grimbley. No. I work as a hammer salesman. No, we've got one planned for you.
Ham Grimbley, the hammer salesman.
I sell hammers.
At the hammer shop.
Only hammers.
Or do you work in like a department store and you sell hammers?
No, I have a hammer.
You refer to it as the hammer shop and someone's like, where do you work? You're like, the hammer shop. They get there like, Jack, this is a Target.
This is a hardware store.
I work in the hammer division. There's no hammer division.
We sell hammers and you're always pushing hammers on customers. Hi, I need a 2x4. Yeah, and you'll need a hammer to
You know, we have a special deal on hammers. Buy one, get one free. No thanks, I only need one hammer.
What if you have different sized nails? Sir, what? please call me Mr. Grimbley.
Sir, I would prefer to not.
I don't want to know your
name. Imagine having a name tag that said Ham Grimbley.
Sorry, did you think of a hammer store? Because you're like, Ham. Ham, what does he do? Hammer.
When the mob, who are clearly trying to find me, discover, and they're like, so the best that you come up with is Ham Grimbley, who sells hammers.
It's very funny to imagine that Jackson's friend was like, Ham Grimbley. And when he went to a job, he wasn't hammers, as in like a hammer. He was like hammer, like someone who works with ham.
I produce ham. I'm a hammer. I'm a hammer like my father before me.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, Shut Up a Sackin' is fine as rice, but did you know we produce a whole dirty, stinking mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for a podcast where three boys with bad IQs yell at each other about pop culture and Mario and Stuart Little and whatever other inane thing they can think of. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star, our comedy pop culture podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
It's also great. It's such a power move to tell the person putting you in witness protection what your life is. They're like, we've got a place for you. No, I refuse.
Hey, just quickly going back to Christmas. I know this is just...
Yeah.
What an episode this has been so far.
Jackson Bailey who hams. Sorry, Ham Grimsby. Grimsby?
Grimbley.
Grimbley.
Ham Grimbley.
Grimbley really took it out of you in the creative department. Ham! Grimbley. Ham?
I couldn't do anything with Grimbley. I had to go back to ham.
Can I ask a genuine hypothetical question?
I would love you to. For once in your life.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
Great question. I don't know. I don't know what present I want for Christmas. It's such a hassle presents at a certain age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time, and maybe this is just me, but when was the last time you were genuinely excited for a present that you were going to get from, like, family or extended family?
Oh, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, this year for my birthday, Mum was like, what do you want? And I was like, haircut.
Oh, no, that's good, actually.
And
that's
I got a haircut for my birthday.
What about Christmas, though? Because birthdays, I think, is different.
Yeah, birthdays is personalised.
Yeah.
I remember when I would have been 17, 18. I was with my mum and we were...
You got a haircut.
Oh, God. Nothing I can say is good. I found a... We went past like an alternative jewellery store. It was just probably a jewelry store and there was this like really beautiful ring and I'm like, oh, my God. You know that thing that you get when you're a kid... And you walk past, most people get it with rocks.
Sure.
You walk past something, you might be at a market, you might be at a gift store, and your child brain is like, hey, that's magic.
Oh, yeah.
And you need that.
Absolutely.
Like that child brain activation.
Mm-hmm.
That I still get that.
That's great.
The most recent thing I got it with was with a, I don't know how to pronounce it, like the enamel thing, cloisonné?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Cloisonné? Yeah. I don't know. Cloisonné?
Goslame.
The enamel practice. I found a bird in China. Yeah. And like looking through all these things of this enamel work, and I was like, oh no, this bird is special and I need it. It fits so beautifully in the hand as well. I'm like, this is the most special
That's
bird.
That's the best cast.
And I didn't want any other bird in the bucket, even though they'd all been made the same way. They looked a bit different, and like I looked through and I was like, this one's the best one. And it was $60. And I was like, I don't have $60, but now I definitely don't have $60, but I have the bird. And I remember coming back from China to see you guys, and the first thing I did was send you a photo of me with the bird. So I'm like, Adam, this seems like a something you'd make in D&D. My brain's like, it's still magic. But this yeah. many years ago when I found this ring, I was like, oh, magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Mum was like, I haven't got you anything for Christmas yet. Would you like that? I'm like, yes. And Mum's like, that. It's like a piece of jewelry, like that's all you get. I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
like remember sitting on Christmas Day looking at my tiny box being like, yes, yes, yes. I still have the ring. I have gained too much weight to wear it. But one day it'll appear in all my Instagram photos again. So if you go back to 2017, have a look. I got too thick for my jewels.
That rolls.
Too thick for my riches.
Too thick for your run the jewels. Could you put it on a chain and wear it as a necklace?
That's cool. That's tacky. No. It's not like it's not just a plain band or anything.
Yeah.
It's like a almost like a gothic take on a clatter ring.
Oh.
It's got two swallows, a crown, and a scroll.
That does sound cool.
Very cool. I love it very much.
What was the last time you were excited for a present, Adam?
Last time I was excited for a present. Gosh, that's it was a while ago.
I reckon I would have been at least 13 maybe was like the last time I was like,
oh yeah,
yes.
What were you excited for?
I don't know, but that's just my guess.
No bullshit. Like 2 or 3 years ago, you and Ryder got Lego.
Yeah, that was good actually. We were excited.
I remember you being ecstatic.
That was when me and Ryder were going through an inexplicable Lego phase.
We were all gonna come over and play with your Legos.
Yeah, man. I had so many. I had so many Legos. I had literally probably a grand's worth of Lego.
Wow.
And then one day I was like, oh, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, see, this is it.
Leaves it be. Now I become Ham Grimsley. But then halfway through my Ham Grimsley life, I'm like, I'm going back to being Jackson.
Get shot.
Yeah, I got bored. Bang, 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 bang. But yeah.
You open the keys to your house and it blows up. Open the keys to your house.
Just the idea is like... that's weird. Why isn't my door opening? The engine's ticking over. Maybe if I keep trying.
Tick, 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 tick. No! They rigged my house to blow.
Why did you need to start your house? Everyone needs to shut up.
What are you talking about? Man, it's weird to imagine somebody unlocking like that. You think they're going to go into their house, but they just turn the key and the whole house starts rumbling like a car.
I'm a big fan of those old style houses that you need to crank, you know? You know, like Brumby or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brumby, the wild Brum. Australian horse.
Brum.
Brum. I'm so
Brumby
sorry.
Brumby is a wild Australian horse. Yeah. Brum, brum, superhero. I think those Perfect. Are some of the words to Brum.
This Christmas, because we always have the debate in my family of like, do we, everybody gets everybody a present, or do we do a Kris Kringle situation? Do we just get presents for the kids? Personally, I'm a fan of just presents for the kids. I think, who cares? I don't need a gift from extended family. But I suggested this Christmas, and I like this idea, everybody gets my great uncle a present. That's it. My great uncle Bruce, we just get him a gift. We don't tell him this is happening. Just when the little kid is doing the like pretending to be Santa's helper, where they're like, oh, this present is for, they just keep saying Bruce. And Bruce is like, what's going on?
That's great because you're robbing children of Christmas.
Just the idea that it's like the fifth one and it's like Uncle Bruce and Bruce is like, what's going on? And you lean in with a big smile on your face, you're dying.
Finally a Christmas I can get behind.
Happy Bruce-mas.
He looks over, you've swapped everything, so all the decorations are Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Happy Christmas. Hooray!
I'm
hooray
for what you wish you a Merry Christmas. White Christmas.
All of the audio has been edited. You edit audio, Jackson. That's your job.
I can do it.
Just
I can
like make Bruce-mas the ones happen. I used to know. Then the curtain
the
pulls back.
The ones you Bruce to know. Adam Jesus Christ.
Then the curtain pulls back and it's Dean Martin singing.
Oh.
No audio editing required.
I got this just for you, Bruce. Just for you on your special day.
But it's very obvious you... Like, you're like, Bruce, I got this for you on your special day. Bruce is like, why are you pointing the gun at the curtains? The curtains draw back. You are aiming it at his head.
I will kill you, Dan Martin. Sing the song I wrote.
Dan Martin?
Jackson, do you not know who this is? I will kill you, Dan Martin. I swear to God, if you don't sing that song I wrote.
I'll kill you and the rest of the Funky Bunch. It's great to imagine Dean Martin looking around and saying, Funky Bunch? That's... Are you... Do you think I'm Marky Mark? I loved you in Departed.
Then, like, waving the gun back at my family, keep opening your presents, Bruce. What did you get this year? Man, what a great Christmas prank to just change the name on all of the presents to somebody in the family. It's good. That's a good way to do it.
Just that's all you need to do. Just change them.
Yeah.
Get one of those packet of, like, to and from stickers.
Mm-hmm. Stick it over the ones that are already there.
They're already on there. Stick them over all of them and just hope to God someone got a personalized gift.
Hey, isn't it fun? You know how we always do every year at Science Fans, we do like a themed gift Kris Kringle thing or whatever. I think this year is Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah, I think this theme is you're buying a Mother's Day gift either the morning of or the night before at like 1 a.m. Mother's Day present.
What if, how about for maybe next year?
Yeah.
What about this as an idea? All of us, we all buy a gift for someone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying this gift for Jackson. Cass is like, I'm buying this gift for Zamet. But then, A, we randomize it.
Yeah.
And B, we don't make sure everyone's covered.
Oh, that's good. I like
that. Like, everyone just picks a person.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if we double up. Everyone just picks a person.
But there's something about Kris Kringling it so it's perfectly even and being like, you have to think long and hard, make it the most personal gift you could.
Yeah.
Because you know, like in a Kris Kringle where where you play asshole Kris Kringle or whatever, where you can swap and you can take the one from. Yeah, you're imagining unwrapping an asshole.
It's called Jerk Santa. You just call it. Asshole Kris Kringle.
The sentiment is the same. Hey.
The Australian accent of asshole really emphasizes the body part.
Cass, get in the fucking season. It's the thought that counts.
Asshole
Christmas, please continue. Every year we do asshole Christmas. I wonder what I'm gonna get this year for asshole Christmas.
Mercy. But you know, when you're doing asshole Christmas,
Jerk Santa.
Somebody opened a gift and you're like, I would really like that gift.
Oh my
gosh. And then you don't get that gift.
So do the whole Jerk Santa asshole Christmas thing with the personalized gift. So if it comes to you and it's like, do you want to steal? And you have to guess. You're like, I think that was meant for me.
Yeah. I imagine is... Adam unwraps a beautiful hand engraved personalized flask. Maybe from Zamet to Adam with like a lovely sentiment on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that means a lot to the two of them, and then I can come in and just take it and then drink out of that for the rest of my life.
See,
Jackson, you're using this as a gateway for you to only drink out of personalized mugs that weren't meant for
I'm
you.
So close. I have so many.
Do you still have my fucking mug? You son of a bitch, you fucker.
Jackson, I actually had a coffee out of it this morning.
I was about to be like, did you drink out of it today?
I did.
He's a mugger fucker.
Of course, you drink out of it every day, because if you drink out of it every day, then it's never clean and you can't take it to me.
He's
you
right.
Fucking asshole. What was I going to say?
Yeah.
Now, see, my one's great because imagine this. Imagine three people pick you, Jack.
Yeah.
Four people pick Zamet. two people pick, I don't know, maybe me or something like that, and then there's nothing like...
Nothing personalized for Cass?
Cass, you know, you get a present, but it's, that flask with my name engraved on it, which maybe you want, but...
No, I'm so into
it. It's just very funny to imagine... Imagine if we all, like, everyone except one person... Imagine, I don't know how many people are coming to Christmas. 12 people out of 13 get something for Zamet, and then one person gets something for Dusha.
Oh, man. I'm a big fan. That's next Christmas. That's definitely what we've got to do.
100%. Oh, we had a roughly similar thing happen last year where you were driving me, Demi, and Tom around, and then Demi found a cord in the back of your car.
A charger, yeah.
A charger that was yours. She stole it out of your car. Wrapped it up and said to Adam and then put it in the big pile of presents for Kris Kringle, but then it got included in the Kris Kringle and someone else took it home.
Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan has it.
Yeah. Ethan has it, but she specifically addressed it to you.
It was for you.
Yeah.
You cannot catch a break. She wasn't intending it.
And then there was an extra present in the pile.
I don't know if it... Like, surely you need to understand that even if you put someone's name on a thing, if it's going in a pile of presents and those presents are being randomly allocated...
If it's going in the Kris Kringle pile, look, we know what's going to happen.
It's kind of obvious what's going to happen.
What did I get for that Kris Kringle? Oh, rocks. What rocks you were meant to paint.
Yeah.
We threw them at each other, recall. We went into the backyard and hurled the rocks at each other's legs.
Are we like 12?
I don't know, man, but it was
Yeah, they're
fun.
In the backyard. I've seen them every now and then. I'm like, oh, those are the rocks from Christmas. I wonder how they got out here. Now I know. Hurling.
Yeah. We are perpetually 12 and told to not sit in front of the TV all day.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Throw rocks at each other, I guess.
Yeah, hurl rocks at each other's legs.
There's a big pile of them in the backyard that maybe we'll throw.
We're going to dig a hole, then fill the hole with water, see what happens. You know.
I reckon maybe we'll get some ants and burn them with a microphone. No. What's it called? Magnifying glass. Thank you.
When you said, I was like, microphone, Cass, that's wrong. And then you said it. I'm like, oh my God, that was my fault.
I thought when you were correcting yourself, you were going to say magnophone. And I was excited to explore that idea. Magmaphone.
Magmaphone.
Ah, hello. Ah.
It's the hottest take. I think for that Kris Kringle, I got a Happy Meal and then Adam stole it.
Oh, that's good. That
fucking Happy
You had a
meal.
Very cold Happy Meal at it.
I didn't fucking
It
care.
Wasn't about that. It Absolutely. Was great. Absolutely. We're going away for... Oh, well, that's not Christmas, I guess. Forget I said anything.
All right. Forgotten.
That's good. That's what I like to hear. Well, what are you excited about for Christmas then?
I love Christmas so much.
Me too.
I am excited to have like multiple big meals.
Mm-hmm.
My parents live like really far away from each other, which is great because I get to stay with them for days at a time and get days worth of Christmas.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. I'm excited for like, because in Australia, obviously our Christmases are like sometimes 40 degrees. Like it's hot. Christmas is hot for us. But I'm really excited for that this year for some reason. I don't know why. Normally I'm like, ugh, hot Christmas. Now I'm like, yeah, shorts and a t-shirt, eating turkey, hell yeah.
You've just reminded me that one of the things that, like, a Christmas joy that I love is when you get it what?
I was just thinking about asshole Christmas. Did we call it asshole Christmas or asshole Santa?
Asshole Christmas.
Asshole Santa's also very funny.
Yeah. I think you said asshole Kris Kringle, but asshole Christmas conceptually is what a chef's kiss.
Mwah, delicioso.
Oh, yes. Getting a new dress on Christmas that's like a summer dress and going, like, pulling it out of your stocking, being like, yes. Going into your room, putting the dress on, and not wearing shoes.
Oh.
That is like a big Christmas mood for me. You get into your room, you put the Christmas dress on, and you're like, yes.
Christmas clothes are very good.
Maybe
a pair of Christmas shorts, forget about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we ask for clothes this year.
Maybe we all ask for Christmas clothes this year, and we all look very smart for our Christmas.
I hope I get, as Jackson said, my Christmas crows this year. Ah!
Cool. I thought you were going to say, I hope I get my mug for Christmas this year.
You're not.
Oh, I know I will.
No.
I know. Yeah. Look at him. I'll either get my mug or nothing.
Or it'll say your mug's inside and you'll open it up and there'll be nothing, and then you'll look up and I'll be drinking eggnog from it.
You'll open a present, it's a personalized mug from Jackson, like before Jackson, and Jackson will be like, now we're even. You're like, I don't want this. This is not what I want.
That's a great question. So the mug that I've stolen from you,
yeah,
it says Adam on it, it's got a big A, it's blue, it's slightly like kind of embroidered looking. If I got you a equivalent that was say a J and in maybe say red and I gave that to you, would we be even Stevens? Would we be equals pequels, Adam, if that was the situation?
Do you know how powerful I feel to have accurately predicted this mere moments ago?
It's a very appealing idea. Would you consider us square? You get to wake up every morning and drink a delicious mug of cocoa out of the Jackson mug, just as I drink out of your mug just every morning.
Gazing upon the face of a man who doesn't want that.
Or alternatively, you could get the sweet pleasure of smashing the mug in front of me. Ah, now it's appealing.
Jackson, look, Adam's upset because in both situations you win. You are trying to absolve a sin so that you don't have to feel bad anymore.
Cass, that's the greatest trick. In all situations I win. There's a no lose here. There's a no lose here.
Adam, you can't lose, did you hear?
He's considering it. Or he's giving me the silent treatment. But that's weird to do and look at me. Weird to lock eyes with me and give me the silent treatment. It's upsetting. He's not stopping. Let's end the episode. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
Are you for real ending it right now?
You're freaking me out. Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.